I'm gonna guess that he may not be there next year. I mean,
just, unless something pretty remote. Well, I don't know. I mean, he has a national championship 2 years ago.
Yeah, like I said, well,
top
see
three
what
recruiting
happens.
Class. There's yeah. always a hiccup. You never
yeah.
can tell.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I just, you know, he's under a little bit of pressure. So, if nothing else, we're always trying to help you be more intelligent sounding. Well, actually, we're trying to make ourselves sound more intelligent. So they So they have apparently put together a list of words not to use to make you sound intelligent.
Like, really?
I bet one is on there.
You bet one is?
No, I meant.
Oh. All right, sorry. We'll do that in a minute. In the meantime, you know, Donald Trump in the news yesterday about the $5 million thing to, you know, if Obama would release his records for school. Well, it turns out that there was another Trump bombshell yesterday as well. The Trump Organization, there's this thing called Trump Place. You know what that is? It's one of the Donald Trump buildings there. So Trump Place has this management company who's doing the work. Well, the management company got fired yesterday. The management company that was managing Trump Place.
And it was somebody at Trump, I'm guessing?
It was the Trump Organization, as a matter of fact. Yes, as a matter of fact. Another Donald Trump holding fired one of his holdings because they were doing such a poor job of running one of his properties. So he fired himself? Is that how that works? Only Donald Trump would be able to fire himself. Here we go. These are words to not use, effective immediately. Just stop if you're using it. First is actually. See, we use actually to add an extra punch in a sentence, but we're only supposed to, I mean, what, actually? Everything before that was not really actually true, but it's actually.
See, I thought these were going to be stupid words that...
No.
Like, irregardless, which is not a real word.
Yeah, yeah, no, no.
I
these
hate
are,
it when
no,
people say it.
These are words that people use. Basically, you should only use it when you are trying to simplify something that is very complicated. Otherwise, it's just another word that people use incorrectly to add more punch. Then I love this one. Honestly.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Okay, because...
Just because you're never honest.
Well, that's the... When somebody says honestly, that means that everything before that wasn't honest.
You've been lying the whole conversation up until this point.
This one. Like. I mean, like. You know? Like. Because like. You know, like.
So, like, what I'm saying is, like, there are some really important things in sports, and we, like, need to get to that soon.
Yeah, it's a thumb... It's a thunk word, you know? You use that because you're trying to come up with something rather than you do like. And literally... Literally is used way too much when what we're supposed to be saying is figuratively, because literally only applies to something that's 100% true. So there you go. Those are words that people use. See, you're quiet over there, Kat.
Me?
Yeah. I mean, you're not...
Well, why shouldn't I be?
You're not saying anything about any of these words. You know, you
that feels
it?
Like a jab.
No, not at all.
No,
I thought you'd be defending the English language here, or if you knew people who use these.
No,
words.
Among the three of us, she's the one least likely to use those.
Any of those words. That's true. By the way, yeah, I forgot to ask you this the other day. After we got that picture of her in the dress that she made, shooting what I believe might be an automatic weapon, but. Anyway, it's a rifle that's got a clip on it.
Just
that's
throwing
all I'm
that
saying.
Out there.
Just saying that. And the picture of you with the hog that you dispatched.
with a shotgun.
Yeah. I mean, how do your friends in England feel about that? I mean, do they know about that side of you? Because, you know, in England, it's stop or I'll blow my whistle, you know. And there you are packing heat. So, I mean, have y'all had that discussion before?
I mean... It's a topic that only comes up when necessary.
When she walks in and she's got her, you know, she's got her sidearm with her.
When she's a gun mall. Yeah.
Well, they say you're from Texas and that's the reason you do it, no
it's
doubt.
Just, yeah, Texas. Texas covers a lot of ills.
You know, honestly, I think the word literally is used out of context, like, literally way too often.
Basically, you're right. Thank you.
That was, like, really silly.
It's very clever.
Appreciate you driving and calling at the same time. You have to... Be careful about that.
He had it on hands-free.
He did, as a matter of fact. That's
how can
true.
You tell?
Yeah.
The sound it makes.
Yeah, because he was kind of far away. Authorities in New Mexico say a man being released from jail, allegedly, Now we're going to do every L-Y word,
did,
right?
Did he literally do something?
Yeah, he literally did. He swiped $80 on his way out of the facility. Frank Rodriguez Tapia was released from jail on Friday, and a security camera recorded him actually taking cash that belonged to another inmate who was being booked into jail at the time.
Man.
That is what you call a crime of opportunity. All right, here's our Vice President of U.S. America speaking yesterday in Ohio. Here's Joe Biden again. Here's Joe as he was, again, speaking in Ohio, which is supposed to be, I guess, probably the most important state in the upcoming election.
I mean, literally.
Literally. There he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy who's running all the ads here in Iowa saying that he's going to get tough on China.
Oops. I think he literally said,
I mean,
Iowa.
Literally.
Literally.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy who's running all the ads here in Iowa saying that he's going to get tough on China. I've had the great privilege of being able to be in this state now. Yeah. I think it's my 25th event. I'm not sure, but I've been
all over the
state.
You don't know where you are, so aside from that.
He basically screwed up.
Everything will be fine. This story concerns me a little bit.
Okay.
We try, if I remember, every Tuesday to play music for those folks out there who want to
get on that treadmill thingy.
Sure, get their treadmill going. And, you know, we appreciate when the lady calls and reminds us. But a lot of exercise enthusiasts are using their smartphone just as much as a part of anything else in their gym bag. A group of researchers has come up with an app that seems to be the perfect combination of your personal trainer and a DJ. Musical Heart is the name of the app. It is able to measure your heart rate and acceleration and then choose which songs will help you reach your target heart rate.
That's cool.
Wow.
The application can take care of several tasks at more or less the same time. It will measure the heart rate through earbuds, okay? Combines the heart rate with acceleration metrics to gauge your exertion level and determines which songs in your library will help you reach or maintain your desired heart rate.
What if you're a ballads fan?
Well, I was going to say, you know, you better not have any Nora Jones on there because that's not going to get played. Hello?
Hey, Scott, so has Biden been in Iowa or Ohio 25 times?
Since he doesn't know where he is, I'm not sure exactly where he's been. Once again, that's Joe Biden, the Vice President of U.S. America.
I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy who's running all the ads here in Iowa saying that he's going to get tough on China.
That's it.
Well, to his credit, both those words have I's and O's.
Of course they do. There's no doubt. That's again, the hair plugs are in too deep. So you can get your desired heart rate out of that. Still, the app is still under development. No word yet on when it's going to be released. But when that happens, I mean, that lady won't need us anymore. We'll
have to get the designers to work on Radio Aggieland.
I guess so.
We'll just get something in the studio that flashes, meaning we need to talk faster because this lady's on the treadmill.
That's it. New study of computer security finds a lot of people still using bad passwords. Splash Data, the latest one to come up with this. You're really just making it too easy for the online hackers, okay? Your top five bad passwords. Number five is QWERTY, okay? That's the keyboard thing. Number four is ABC123. Number three is 123456789. The second worst password is 123456. And the worst password is password. People are using the word password as their password. Don't those people deserve to lose whatever they're trying to,
yes,
to hide?
Yes, they absolutely do.
One more time. Just, you know, you deserve it, and you're going to get it. At what point do you not understand that that's, you know, that's what you're supposed to be doing?
It's basically a problem.
Yeah. Well, literally, I think you're correct that that's basically the problem that they need to, like, address.